Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 254. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. A bunch of guys bring a bunch of apps with the hopes of enlightening you on some apps to install on your devices, phones, refrigerators, dryers, cars, whatever is running Android these days in your life. Let me introduce the co-hosts and we'll get right into it, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Oh, lordy, lordy, Steve. We have a lot of emails and voicemails.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. And I want to thank everyone for it ahead of time. Thank you. And Steve, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for asking me constantly.
No problem.
I like to flow back. I'm doing good. I'm doing really good. I think we have this week so far, we've done some killer shows. So I'm really happy with our progress. So let me introduce the other co-host, Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's happening? Summer's over. It's going to be a high in the 50s tomorrow. I'm going to be gone next week. What else is there? Cody Cooper's going to be filling in for me next week.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm going to be hanging out in Chicago. Cody's going to be hanging out here.
Wow, he's coming to Chicago to hang out on AAA?
No, he's going to come to Rock Falls so I can go to Chicago.
Oh, okay. That sounds awesome, man. Yeah. It's a shame we don't have something like the internet so he doesn't have to leave his state and he can still do the show.
Well, maybe we can work. We'll work on that through the week.
See if we can figure something out. Like Google Hangout or something. Also joining us, if you guys have been listening to the last two shows this week, Mike Pinto is joining us, developer of the awesome game Bic from Zotnip. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah, man, no problem. We love having you on. Well, you said you have an app that you wanted to talk about on today's show, so I'm going to let you start off.
Okay. To stay along the lines of my retro gaming themes, one of my favorite Android apps I use is called ScumVM. I don't know if you guys have heard of this, but it's called ScumVM. This app lets you play basically retro adventure games. So you can play old LucasArts games and old Sierra games, and it remaps the mouse to the touchscreen. So you have your choice. You can either do directly point to where you want the mouse to go, or you can have the screen act as a mouse pad, and it moves the little mouse icon around. But it works great.
You are an adventure game junkie, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
This is proof.
ScumVM used to only be LucasArts, but then at some point in the past, I don't know, few years, it started working with Sierra games. So it's really like the best retro adventure gaming emulator, I guess.
Wow. I haven't played those games in a long time. I might have to get back into it.
And you can even, if you buy the games on GOG, a lot of them, you can actually just grab the files out of the directory, drag them onto your Android device, and load them into Scum, and they'll work perfectly.
I didn't know that.
What's GOG?
Good old games.
Yeah, GOG.com. They sell old, like, DOS games. So, like, if you want to buy Space Quest 1, you know. It's
you can buy it legitimately?
Yeah, legitimately.
Yeah, very legitimately. And to be honest, most of the games to me are very fairly priced.
Yeah.
Wow. So cool. I'm on the site now. Myst.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this to me was... Well, all it really is a highly specialized virtual machine. So think of it as an emulator specified. And I will say... It's the kind of emulator where once you figure out, wait, I need this to run that game, you then realize why this is a specialized emulator. Everything I've ever ran in ScumVM runs perfect. It's literally exactly as I remember it. So I'm a big fan of ScumVM.
Oh my God, man. I could buy King's Quest 1, 2, and 3 for $10.
We'll talk to Steve again in like 15 minutes.
What?
No, nothing.
What did you say?
I said, we'll talk to you in about 15 minutes.
Oh. No, man, I'm looking at the screenshots now. This is epic. I don't usually get very nostalgic, but there's something about these games that it's undeniable. Wow. This is awesome, dude. Man, I'm so glad Mike has come on the show this week. This is cool. Anybody got anything more about ScumVM?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to have to put it on my Intel NUC computer I have upstairs and see if I can use my see if there's a way I can configure my Bluetooth PS2 controller. If I can configure my PS2 controller for it, which I think I'll be able to, I think I have something that will keep the kids very occupied.
Huh. So you mean for ScumVM?
Yeah.
So the PS2 controller would move the mouse around?
Yeah, I mean, I have the Intel NUC technically dual booting now with Android and a Linux, and I know I can get ScumVM on Ubuntu. I don't know if it's more configurable. I'll say, wouldn't shock me if Android would be more configurable.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm enthralled by the screenshots of King's Quest here.
Sometimes they have sales on GOG, and King's Quest like 1 through 5 will be like $2.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah, you're right. Buy the series. You could buy 1 through 8 for $20.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. So, super cool, dude.
So
super
people
cool.
need to hurry up and go to podness.com/Amazon because Steve's going to spend some money.
Yeah. Very cool, man. Great app. ScumVM. Another one that we never talked about. Mike didn't know that.
No, he didn't. And he doesn't even need to search the spreadsheet.
That's the thing. He doesn't even have to search the spreadsheet.
You know, honestly, Mike was a little worried. He emailed me. He's like, hey, I got a couple apps, but I don't know if you guys have talked about them. I'm like, well, that's all right. We have application regurgitation that covers that. It's fine. No need.
The application regurgitation clause of
Steve, AA. Who knows where the spreadsheet is, can easily figure it out, brought a regurgitated app. That's all right.
I know. I brought one. Proud of it. I'm covered. Can I go on a tangent real quick? Speaking of covered,
yeah.
I looked at my car insurance. I know I go. I just bring these crazy tangents.
That
I
is looked a crazy at my tangent.
I looked at my car insurance policy today, and all of my rates went up for like the next 3 or 4 months by like 10 or 20 bucks.
Red light cameras.
And I'm like, what?
Those red light cameras, man.
It wasn't that. They tried to run an automatic payment. It didn't go through, so they took me off auto pay, and you have to pay more if you're not on auto pay. That just put me over the edge with auto insurance because I never get in an accident. So I called them up, and I said, look, I'm tired of paying for everybody else who gets in accidents. I'm like, I never get in an accident. I'm never going to get in an accident. I want the low. I'm like, I didn't even say I want the lowest coverage. I said, I don't want to pay anymore for insurance. And she's like, well, you need to have it by law, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, well, I'm just tired of paying for everybody else who is either drunk, stupid, on their phones, texting, and gets an accident. And essentially, she sent me one of these things that I have to hook into my car that will track my car for the next month or 3 months and like show them my driving habits. And I have the opportunity of being lowered by 30% if I check out with that.
Wow.
And she saved me a couple other things too. It was on Progressive. She was very nice about it. I'm sure she doesn't get that question often where somebody calls up and says, well, I'm tired of paying. I don't want to pay anymore.
Did she have a really bad haircut by any chance?
I didn't see her, dude. I called her.
Okay. Is it Flo?
Oh, you mean Flo?
Yeah.
All right. I didn't know you were going with that. Anyway, so Progressive kind of hooked me up there. All right, let's see who else. Why don't we start with Eric and Endor on this one? Or Eric will go second, Endor will go third.
Did she say, I'll save you another 10% if you cut your finger, you cut your hand open, slide this chip in, and then just walk around for the next 3 months and let us, I don't know.
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna follow up on an app that Steve brought last episode, which was the Square Card Reader. But this one, so when I had my business, I always used Square Card Reader to do my credit card processing. And this is the app I always used for my accounting of my business, and it was called Wave. It's called Wave Apps. But they just came out with this, maybe didn't just come out with this, but since I sold my business, I didn't know they had this back then. I don't think they did, but they have it now. It's called Receipts by Wave. So basically, if you're using Wave apps for your accounting, which is, honestly, it's super easy, cloud-based, works beautiful. I ran my whole business off of it. Yeah. This is a really nice, and it's free. This is a nice way to scan in your receipts when you buy stuff, make purchases for your business, and it'll automatically put them right into your accounting software. It scans, you take a picture of the receipt, it scans it, it figures out where it came from, how much it is, sales tax, all that stuff. It's a smart app. There's a bunch of apps now that are really using the camera to its highest potential. That are doing some great text recognition, and you take a picture of your, because I bought a building, so now I got tenants, and I had to do some maintenance on it, so I bought some supplies and things.
Menards,
and a couple other places. Staples, actually, I had to buy a couple things there too. They had a great sale on rubber gloves, so when I was up there with the caulk and I wanted to smear it and make it look good, I used these rubber gloves so I didn't get the caulk all over my fingers. So, yeah, it was $4 for 50 of these super, super strong rubber gloves. It was really cool. So I scanned in the Staples receipt and the Menards receipt. I did scan in one from a local hardware store that wasn't like a big name brand, and it had a hard time with the name of the place, but it got all the numbers right as far as, you know, putting it into the account. It does take like a minute for after you scan it, for it to process and then be uploaded to your account, which is way faster than anything else. As far as Wave apps itself, you can have it log into your bank account and take all the withdrawals and deposits in it, so you don't have to type it in anything manually.
Really?
One small problem I had is when you do the receipts and you have the automatic banking, which I'm doing that, it would show up twice, but I didn't realize it at first, but there's just a real easy button. You hit two things, it hit merge, and so it automatically says, oh, this receipt goes with that purchase that we sucked off of the banking account. So that at first it was doubled up. I'm like, oh, that's not good, but now they got that all covered too.
Wow, man, I don't know why I didn't look at the service. It looks killer.
I used it in my business. I loved it.
This was like what you used when you did invoicing and all that stuff?
I did invoicing with PC Repair Tracker.
Gotcha.
But this was my accounting, you know, as far as keeping my checkbook straight and all that stuff.
Nah, what a pain in the butt. But yeah, Wave makes it easy.
It does make it easy.
Yeah. Awesome. Good find, man.
Yeah. I love it, Eric.
Thank you.
And it's a shame because, well, it's not a shame, but this app might not even need to be used in a year or two because people aren't giving receipts out anymore. You know, well, you always have that option to not take a receipt or get it emailed to you now.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if it is like that in Rock Falls, but around here, that's a frequent question when I buy something now. Do you want a receipt?
Oh, yeah. Staples, they ask you that. And you can, you know, like if you have your rewards card, you can even, I think, save it to your rewards card that when you use it, it won't give you a receipt or not. I just feel whenever there's something I need to keep track of for the government for later, when the tax man comes, I want to have a copy of the receipt. And this way, I don't actually have to keep a copy of the receipt.
Right.
I've got a picture of the receipt, which is better.
So you said it takes a few seconds for it to actually like scan?
You take a picture of it immediately, but it takes about a minute for it to process it, where it does all the character recognition of your receipt and upload it to your bank account. So
can you take other pictures while it's doing the one?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You can, if you've got receipts lined up, you just snap your picture, and it'll have a line of four of them processing for you.
Yeah, because I got this like stack of receipts from like March. I went to this, I showed my game at a convention, and everything I bought, you know, I kept a receipt for it. Now I have to put it into my spreadsheet, but I was like dreading it.
Yeah, yep.
There you go.
Yeah,
we could finally give back to Mike now.
Yeah, see, you could have at one time laid them on your flatbed scanner, scanned them in, but then you would still have to type in the amount and where you bought it from into your checking register. This does it does it all for you in one step.
That's pretty amazing. Because no two receipts are equal, like from different stores. I mean, it's just,
right.
It's amazing. Very cool, Eric. Good stuff, man.
Thanks, sir.
Door, what do you got? Okay. The app I am going to bring, I can just, I'll just put it like this. There's a lot of similarity, you know what I mean? And like the reason why I liked Bic was because it was a little bit different than the normal. I like the idea of this app because it's not normal, but I am damned if I'm going to use this app. Okay. It's called Wakey and it's by Buddhist. I don't know. I don't come up with the names. Okay. The gimmick behind this is essentially tomorrow, hypothetically, I set my alarm for 7 o'clock in the morning. My phone doesn't ring at 7 o'clock in the morning. No, no. The phone doesn't have an alarm go off at 7 in the morning. Instead, another user of Wakey calls me up at 7 in the morning.
Is a random wow. person?
Another person of Wakey and basically like complains to you to get up.
Are you serious?
I'm very serious. That's what this is.
And you, how do you get on the other end of this deal where you get to start calling people?
What I'm going to guess happens is I set my alarm for 7. They set their alarm for 7. Both of our phones ring at the same time. We pick it up and it's us. So it looks like I'm calling him. It looks like he's calling me, but it's actually doing it both ways. It's the only thing I can think of.
It's like chat roulette for alarm clocks.
You said.
Yeah.
So you never know what you're going to get on the other side. For all you know, you're going to have Ray Lewis or Michael Jordan, or you could have Steve's homeless friend maybe has a cell phone. I don't know.
I would like Jennifer O'Donnell, like the screenshot, please.
Well, good luck with that, sir. That's all I got. I just love the idea that this was different, but I have a hard enough time. I love my wife. I care about my wife. I want nothing but the best for my wife. I don't like it when she wakes me up, and she does it every morning.
Wouldn't it be great just to install this on her phone and then have her answer it and try to figure out what's going on?
Fantastic, Eric. I'm doing that. Yeah.
I wish my wife had a smartphone, but yours does. So she's the guinea pig.
Yeah. She would kill me.
No.
She would probably throw her phone at me.
This is crazy.
So it does it come in as a regular phone call, ringtone, whatever?
Yeah, get a phone call from another Wakey member.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Mm. The call lasts just 60 seconds. You'll hear a warning at 50 seconds, and then the call is automatically disconnected at 1 minute. No awkward goodbyes, no long conversations. Calls are quick and casual. You can choose also to wake someone up yourself, too. It's fun. It's totally free, anonymous, and safe. No phone numbers are visible. Wow.
This is what a great idea. I love this one, Dor.
Thank you. It was just different enough. I had to bring it.
Yeah, this is very cool.
How did you even find this?
Every week, Steve gets mad at me when I tell people. I just have my normal weekly methods of scouring for new apps in the market. You can technically, there's a hidden RSS feed you can subscribe to that will show you every app added to the Google Play Store when it's added. Unfortunately, it's literally like a thousand a minute. So I literally have preconditioned filters that take out certain things, like, I don't know, Chinese characters or something. So I have, that's one way I do it. The other way is I literally just Google search new Android apps. You
know? Wow.
But this one, as soon as I saw it, I thought to myself, this is the wait a minute. That's actually kind of ingenious. I ain't using it, but it's cool.
I would be much more inclined to wake up if somebody called me and told me to get up.
Okay, I'm going to quote Paul in the chat room. Divorce in 5, 4, 3, 2. Exactly. That's exactly what it would be like, Paul. You're right.
That's awesome, Paul. That might be the title of the show. All right.
Great.
Very cool stuff, guys. Very cool stuff. We have a few minutes, so let me read some of the listener emails that you guys sent us. This one's from Todd. He says, hey, guys, in my never-ending quest to find a better audio app, I came across LizTic. LizTic. I just put it in the chat. He says, while I can't say just yet if it deserves the better title, I can say that I'm intrigued. LizTic allows you to stream between your devices when you're on the same Wi-Fi network. The free version allows you to use three devices and sync 250 songs. There's a plan for all budgets. Even if you stick with the free version, 250 song tracks will get you through the workday. Sadly, I have to say I'm struggling with the learning curve of the syncing and importing. I've only been fiddling with it for a couple hours over the course of an evening, but I admit I'm somewhat frustrated. Anywho, I wanted to share this because it was unique and seems to be a really nice concept. If I can wade through the learning curve, I can see myself being very pleased with this app. I'll try to bring a follow-up review once I get the hang of it. Battery at 97%. Todd, DJ Noob. Thanks, Todd. And I'm not sure if we haven't read it yet or I missed it, but Todd actually made some songs on SoundCloud as DJ Noob.
Oh, really?
So I'm going to dig them up and I'm going to play them like as theme music because I told him I would and I totally forgot. So thanks, Todd. How's this app looking? Listic. I didn't even get a chance to check it out.
I'm going to have to take a good look at it just for this reason alone. I would like the idea of playing my podcast through other devices or sources. Just to try, because I'm, you know, podcast junkie. It's all I do is listen to podcasts. Syncing, though, might be the place where it go boom. You know, where it might not work. But
That's where it went boom for him.
Right. It's very interesting. I will say that. I like the idea of it. I'm not a music junkie, so I don't know, you know, how much I would actually use it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know. I can't find a use for this for me. I'm still weird old school with my FM transmitter throughout the whole house. You know, I could use Wi-Fi, but no, I use FM frequency.
Really? You're still on that thing?
99.9.
Wait, hooked up to what?
My computer with whatever I'm listening to on there. I just plug it. I plug my FM transmitter into the aux out or the headphone jack. And then I just have a radio in about every room in the entire house. And they're all set to the same station. Wow. Wherever I'm at.
I love Mike's reaction to it. First of all,
honestly, honestly, Mike, it wasn't supposed to be this, but it works so well. It's supposed to actually, I bought it at Menards. It was a wireless headphone set, and I just threw the headphones away and just use it for because you'd think they would have isolated it or put it on a frequency outside of the frequency range of a radio, but no, 99.7 is exactly what those headphones were tuned to, and that's where it lays.
Eric, well, now what you would have to literally do to make this legit is have your music being played on a playlist and having in between every 2 to 3 songs a station break. Do, 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 99.7 Eric Ardini Radio. You know, and then go back to
no,
then I wouldn't give you funny looks.
It's embarrassing enough that it's probably a block and a half that I'm broadcasting out anyway. And
nice.
There's sort of a station on that station.
Yeah, block and a half seems illegal.
I know. But I it's not like I modified this device in any way to make it happen. That's wireless headphones.
That sounds cancer-causing illegal. That's powerful, man.
Yeah.
How's the quality?
It's good. It's fine. It's stereo FM.
Oh, man. Dude. Okay. Wait. Eric.
But if you drive by my house, I always leave it plugged in. And if you drive by around this block at all and you're listening to 99.7, the radio station, it cuts out to nothing unless I'm listening to something.
Eric. I'm going to tell you right now, you better email me this device because I'm going to tell you right now what I'm going to do.
I'll tell you what, Dor. I'll do better than that. Check this out. I went to Goodwill and I bought an extra one that was just sitting on the shelf there.
No way. Nice.
Same brand?
Yeah, exact same one. I recognized it. But that's the bad boy right there.
Because here's what I want to do. You ready for this one? Mm-hmm. I'm going to take it to every conference I go to and figure out how to leave an Android device in the room hooked up to the conference chat and just pipe it through that. So anybody who wants to eavesdrop in on the conference chatter can just go to 99.7.
What's the conference chat?
Whenever I go to like OLF or NELF or the ACRBO summit, I'll just have it in the hotel room running the whole time. So everyone within a block.
That's a pretty cool idea. You going to send them the Sentry, Eric? The Sentry H1000?
The only thing is you need a fat audio out.
That's okay.
And the power supply. And then okay.
one of these right here that should let me do the conversion from 3.5 millimeter to quarter. So I'm good.
Yeah. I'll give it a test because I'll give it a test before I send it.
Is it in the same frequency, that new one?
Yep.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. Very cool, Eric.
Hey, this app actually brings up a similar issue that I run into, not with music, but actually with syncing phone calls, because I use Google Voice, and I do most of my phone calls I do over Wi-Fi with Google Voice, but a lot of times I want to like leave the house, but I'm on a phone call on Wi-Fi,
I see.
And I can't make that transition. If I can somehow sync the calls,
right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you would have to get the two-way. The one-way would work. Yeah, you got to get the two-way, though.
Yeah.
Won't your phone just switch from like Wi-Fi to a cell phone
tower? Well, now with Google, the new Google Hangouts, supposedly it can do in the application VoIP calling, where you can in Hangouts dial a number, phone number, and transition from Wi-Fi to 3G, and it shouldn't completely drop you. Haven't tested. Because like I said, it's kind of new.
Interesting. All right. Next email is from Pilot Phil. He says, "Hey guys, still loving the show. I have to get back down to Tampa and bother you again, Steve C. A couple of comments for you guys. One, I don't mind any of the new formats. It's all good for me. Here for the app and disc golf content. Number two, too much airplane noise, because he's a pilot, it's Pilot Phil. Too much airplane noise and my advancing age means my hearing is going, so I have my podcast cranked up to 11. I frantically grab for the volume knob in my car to keep from blowing my cheap speakers when the intro music plays. Any chance you could take that down a notch? Young whippersnappers and your loud music." I actually did that in the last couple of weeks. I've been slowly bringing it down, and I talked to Phil, and it's at an acceptable level now. So that situation's handled. He says, three, so as not to beat a dead horse that long ago was turned into Soylent Green, why not do the app rundown at the end of each show like Door used to do regularly? It's not ideal, but it's an achievable goal. He's talking about trying to, because we said we would say the name of the apps after every app, and this is like the next. If we don't remember to do that, at least we can remember to do an app rundown. He says, thanks again for all the great shows, Pilot Phil. Company iPad at 62% battery. We don't care about the iPad. HTC One M8, 72% battery. Good for the HTC. We're not Apple haters here. We have fun making fun of them.
I am. Okay. Boom. Misses a door tangent. All I asked, all I wanted, all I desired was real competition. I wanted this latest Apple announcement to leapfrog anything and everything we've seen in Android to set the bar high. I mean, I wanted it to take us a year to get up to those standards. I wanted them to just blow us out of the water. Why? Because we as consumers will all benefit from this. This latest Apple announcement, I literally was like, well, Firefox phones are doing good in India, you know, because to me, this last announcement was just flat, utterly ridiculously flat. And a guy who wears an infinite scarf, A, I'm not buying anything from him, but B, now all of a sudden they change their whole naming platform from iWatch to Apple Watch. No one's going to remember to call it a Apple Watch. They're all going to call it iWatch. I will agree with Leo Laporte, who said, and I quote, "I don't understand the watch. It looks like it was made for 13-year-old Chinese girls." and I agree. I agree. I don't understand it at all. And it's even going to be available till an unknown date sometime in 2015. Could be January. Wow. Could be December. I don't know.
I only saw some screenshots of the event. I didn't see any videos or anything. I don't know what the infinite scarf is. What's that, first of all?
Man.
What is an infinite scarf?
I'll get you a special, Steve.
All right. Second of all, from just what I've seen, I was underwhelmed too, man. I wanted to see something hardcore like Apple used to do. But Yeah, didn't do it for me. And I'm on your side too. I definitely want to see major innovation.
What a shock. I just searched Google for Apple announcement scarf, and what do you know?
You're showing a screenshot. Yeah. All right.
Let's see if
scarf guy. Yeah.
I don't trust anybody. I'm not buying anything from this fella. Okay. I don't care if he comes to my door and offers me cookies, trash service, new windows in my house, or electronics.
He looks like he should be in Bic, doesn't he? He looks like a character in Bic.
He was just chilly. You know, he was just taking the chill off the air, man. Yeah.
I'm with Dor on this one. I wouldn't buy anything off that guy.
iPhone 6 nervous. Scarf guy.
Well, and here's how bad it is. They say the iPhone 6 scarf guy, Tommy Kroll, steals the show. If he steals your show, you have bigger problems.
Hey, I bet he might get a job out of this, though, if he ever leaves Apple, because people know who he is now.
Maybe that's
as the scarf guy.
True. That's true.
He should start a YouTube channel, Scarf Guy.
Yeah.
Make millions.
Or just a meme. He could be like, you know, the grumpy cat or something. Scarf Guy could do. He'll be doing everything.
Okay. Insensitivity starting in 3, 2. I literally saw somebody launch an app. It looked like a real launching to me on the same day of this announcement, where you could go into your iDevice, download it from the App Store, and you could drag up and down in the app. And what happens is, when you drag up and down, is you make Steve Jobs roll in his grave.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, man.
It wasn't me that did it. That's just bad. It wasn't me that did it. I'm just saying. Because to me, when I saw this announcement, I cannot picture Steve Jobs approving any of these devices.
I know. I don't picture him rolling in his grave, but I do. I think, like, what would he think about this?
The little knob on that watch, he would have punched somebody.
I know, dude. Face. I know. That's exactly what I thought. All right.
Do any of you guys wear a smartwatch?
I will be soon. Yeah. I think.
I don't.
We're giving them away. I bought a Pebble and I wore it for 48 hours. And then I looked at it as, well, this is just a device saying, like, nagging me. Hey, you, look at your phone. Hey, you, look at your phone. Hey, yeah. You, look at your phone. Hey, you, look at your phone. Hey, you, look at your phone. I'll use my phone. But I can say I'm sure there's use cases for it. And I'm sure there's places where it can work and it can fit.
Mike, have one?
I have a first generation, or I guess, I don't know what generation it is, but the Sony smartwatch before the one you just showed.
Oh. How you like it?
I mean, I love its, like, I don't know what you call it, but like nerd factor. But as far as usefulness, sadly, it's just not that useful.
Really?
You gotta like touch it to turn it on, when I really just want to look at my wrist and know the time.
Yeah. I'll say the only function I can see any kind of wearable being useful to me is if it works really good with OK Google voice dictation, voice action. Yeah. Then I can actually see me using it. You know, okay, Google, set the minder. Don't use Wakey or wife will kill me. You know, and stuff like that. I mean, but to actually interact with it, to me, is not the right way to go.
I had I have an app on there. I forget the name of it because it would be good to show it. But I mean, it's the only like kind of app I actually use, and I use it for taking photos. It shows whatever's on the phone's camera. It shows on the watch.
Nice. Dude.
So like, if you're it's like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, you can like, so you can like point the phone away from your head,
exactly,
and still see what you're seeing.
That's like Dick. Yeah. Tracy stuff. I can get behind that.
Duct tape your phone to a remote control car and drive it around the corner, and then you can see what's around the corner.
Yeah.
That's great.
You know, I hate wearing watches, but I picture in about probably a year or two, I'm probably going to be wearing some kind of gear like that. I think the technology will have advanced enough that it will be useful. They'll find a way to make it useful. I don't think it's going to be much longer before we're all wearing stuff. Awesome. All right. Let's end off the show. I got one voicemail here. I think it's from Cody. Let's see if Google Music. Yeah, let's see if Google Music will play it.
Hey guys, this is Cody Cooper. This message is for Android App Addicts. I want to call out Sports Saver.
Same one.
For calling me out saying yeah, I do.
That was last week's. I think there's another one from Cody, though.
Yeah, I thought I downloaded that one. Weird. All right. Well, I guess I'm going to have to edit that out, right? Mm-hmm. And I realize we got an email saying, like, every time Steve C says I'm going to edit it out, he's like, just give it up.
That was a voicemail from Todd.
Oh, well, Todd's right. Hang on one second. Okay. Yeah, I guess we did play that. I don't know why. Todd writes, check out Cloud Goo. Hey, guys, I don't know for sure, but I think it would be pretty safe in assuming you all have multiple cloud storage services in use. First of all, Todd, it's not called cloud storage. Ask Door. It's called external storage, right, Door?
Remote storage.
Remote storage, Todd. Get it right. he says, I came across this Cloud Goo app that consolidates them all into a simple interface. You can see at a glance how much of your allocated space you are using for each of the services. I like the simplicity of the UI, and it was very easy to set up. One little perk is this: if you install it before September 30th, 2014, you get a premium upgrade when version 2.0 is released. Now, who knows what version 2 might bring? It may be only rounded corners, but for 99 cents, it's worth the gamble, right? I got it free using App Gratis. Keep up the good show. Todd, DJ Noob. Thanks, Todd. I would use that, except I'm just using OneCloud or OneDrive right now. I don't want to use a billion of them that are free. I just want one. And it's $10 for a terabyte a month. I'll take it. So I'm probably not going to use it. I do use Dropbox too a little bit. But anyway, what do you guys think about this?
I'd be interested to know what I have out there. I mean, I've got Dropbox. I've got Google Drive. I've got OneDrive or whatever Microsoft's calling it this week. And I would be kind of curious to see where I still have room. I don't know. I'll try it out.
That's cool.
Yeah, I'll just say, if you take a look at the screenshot, it says the supported types of sync: Google Drive, OneDrive, Dropbox, Box, SugarSync, Amazon. There's one that's not in that list, and that's because it would be pointless to have it in that list, and that's OwnCloud. That's what I use. Where essentially, I'm limited by how big my hard drive is. So I literally right now have a 2 terabyte OwnCloud. Why? Because I own it. I own the connection. I own the devices. I own the syncing. I'm then utterly responsible for the data. Now, having 75 megs down and 35 up allows me to do that. Not everyone has that. So there's a use case for this app, and it's going to get used a lot. A couple of these just came out in the last week, so I understand why people would use them. Not Door. Door likes to own his streams and feeds, and
he likes to talk about himself in the third person.
Hey, who's this Door guy you keep talking about?
What would Door say the setup of OwnCloud is like? Is it something that an average user can do?
Dude,
good question.
A monkey can do it now. You go to OwnCloud.
Really?
Yeah, you can go to owncloud.org. You can download one PHP file. I believe it's called easywebsetup.php. You put it in your web folder. And then you, via a browser, hit that one file. It does everything. It downloads all the rest of the files from the OwnCloud server itself securely. So it's the most up-to-date install.
Damn.
It sets up your MySQL database and allows you to enter in all of your username and password and credentials. So literally in like 2 minutes, it's up and running. Now you can put it on a public-facing web host like HostGator or GoDaddy. If they have the...
No, you're not allowed to.
If they have...
Violates their terms of service.
No. I have it on mine. I've had on every...
It doesn't mean that it's okay with them.
What they don't want is over usage of it. So I only use it for certain things on those interfaces. On my home storage, where I have my LAMP server installed, that's where I do my installs. You're only limited by the versions of PHP and MySQL that are available to you. The easy web install does do sanity checks before the install. So if you're not up to the current version of PHP, it will warn you, so it won't install a broken system. And
cool.
And there are hosting providers that offer it as a one-click install. Not everyone, not GoDaddy and not HostGator, not the big ones, but I want to say I think Bluehost actually has it in their cPanel one-click install.
Hmm.
I have to look into that more.
Good info. All righty. You know what? I take this back, Todd. I am going to use this. I have a couple of these services that I didn't know I had, actually. So this looks very useful and really well done. So I think it's a good app.
Well, the test I would want to see you try to do, because I know you need it, is can you, in the app, go into your OneDrive, click a file, and create a shareable link to somebody on the fly?
Oh, using this app?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Well, that would be like the coup de grace, I think, in your eyes. If that works, then yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, if, well, that did, yeah. Very cool. All right. Well, that's going to be it for today's show. Thanks, everyone, for sending in your emails. Thanks, everyone, on this show for bringing the goods. Remember to go to podnuts.com/AAA Club. Definitely go there. We're giving away a Sony smartwatch to September 18th, and the way to enter is just join the club. It's that simple. Alrighty, thanks everybody for watching, listening, streaming, uploading, downloading, side streaming, whatever you're doing. That's it for Android App Addicts for today. See you next time.